homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dhamma, and homage to the Noble Sangha. Today, meditation is about greed, hate, and delusion. So, you can see greed molds itself by means of the agreeable object. Hate molds itself by means of the disagreeable object. Delusion molds itself by means of the neither agreeable nor disagreeable object. So let us go through this path, we are the greed path. So there is this agreeable object, contact to be felt as pleasant. Then the pleasant feeling comes to arise. Approach with joy arises. Lust arises. Sensual desire thinking arises. And then the lust born fever arises. Constructed characteristic of arising arises. Painfulness in change arises. How are we going to understand this Dhamma? To understand this one, you need to think about, you know, the person in the mind-made body. So we said that those who are going to hell, animal realm, they are gone. Let us focus on the group that is going to be born in human world. So this person is going here and there, looking for a place to be born. So then that person would see a man and a woman doing this with their birth clothes, doing a sexual act. So that becomes the agreeable object. And then he gets the contact to be felt as pleasant. And then the pleasant feeling comes to arise. And then he approaches that place with joy. And then for that person, lust arises. And the sensual desire thinking arises. He wanted to do what he or she wanted to do, what they are doing. So that person is now burning with lust. As soon as the man get out of the woman's body, this person is going and grab holding of that woman's body. In other words, what you do, you establish your consciousness in a canal of urine and excrement. That is the constructed characteristic of arising. What happened over here? You see, when people see these blue films, police get hold of them, then they put them in jail. Here there is no police. You went to jail on your own. So it is a 10-month jail, isn't it? If it is 10 months, then it is okay, but it is not 10 months. You know, there is this nice gatha called Satyam Cheva Sahasranam Kappan Sansarisati. What it means is we roam in sansara 100,000 eons. And the next part it says, Atavapi tato viya gabba gabba gamisati. Out of that, most of the time we go from womb to womb. You see, when I recall for the 34 great eons, that I have been born to one mother's womb countless times. Not to speak about other mothers. So if you live for 100,000 eons, then that is infinite. So you multiply infinity with the 10 months. So the answer is, mathematically, it is infinity again. So that many times we have gone into a womb, an animal womb, or a human mother's womb. You know, when you go to a womb, animal womb, for example, then the other creatures are eating, both of them, the mother and the baby. So you again go into the womb again and again. So it is not 10 months. And the rest of this gatha is really nice as well. Anupadaya Buddha Vachanam. Not taking Buddha's words. Sankaro Vattato Upadaya, taking volitional formations as mine, dukkha santam karissanti, The ending of suffering, tana metana vichati, ending of suffering cannot be found. So by not taking Buddha's words, what we were actually taking, the sankhara, volitional formations, what sort of volitional formations we took as mind. If the father and the mother is there, you know that there's a man and a woman over there, and you go and grab hold of a woman's body, means that is sexual misconduct. So we all have done sexual misconduct by the time of going to the mother's womb. Not only that, no mother wrote down on a piece of paper, this my womb is for this particular boy, this particular girl who passed away from that place. So you went and grab hold of those sperm, means that is stealing. The biggest stealing that you have done is that. So by taking, you know, volitional formations like sexual misconduct, stealing, and Buddha is saying the ending of suffering, you know, cannot come to pass. So this is this Dhamma part over here, that those two people are together, agreeable object, then contact to be felt as pleasant, and the pleasant feeling come to arise. You approach with joy, and then the lust arises, sensual desire thinking. You want to do what they are doing. So, and then you are burning with lust, and as soon as that woman get out of the man get out of the woman's body, then you go and grab hold of that woman's body, and then you are absorbed into the mother's womb. You sort of see something like, you know, like a quarter moon type yellowish thing inside that mother's womb, and then straight away you go and establish your consciousness over there. So now here you can see, we were thinking about father and mother. Now we can see a different story. It's a man and a woman story over there. And a man is doing, thinking about the woman. And woman is grabbing hold of a woman's body, thinking about the man. And it is not easy to go into that place either. You know, I waited 7 years to get into this body. So I saw this particular scene, but I was leaving. And then one of the deities asked me, aren't you going to take this place? If you are not going to take, there is another person to take this. So there is competition over there. And you know that twins are coming out. And in America, there were about 7 or 8 coming from the same mother's womb. So there is competition. So then... But you are ending up with painfulness in change, and viparinama dukkata in Pali. That is that we are like a cloud. How does a cloud form? You know, there's a dust particle, and then the moisture get accumulated around it, and then more dust and more water. And then what will happen? One day, you know, then it is becoming more and more. Then it will be fallen. So likewise, you go into the mother's womb, fall into that sperms, and then it become materialized, it become more and more, and then you die, you collapse. So then you can see the painfulness in change occurred, not when you were born, that was the time you entered the mother's womb, starting from that point onward, then this aging. Painfulness and change is there. So a person who is going through this first path, then that person is now going through the second path. That is a disagreeable object. Well, you can understand mother's womb is not a good place, isn't it? It's a canal of urine and excrement. There is no window, no sunlight over there. And then that is contact to be felt as painful. And then the painful feeling come to arise. Now you approach with grief. Previously you are happy and go and watch people doing those things now, you can't go anywhere. Where the mother is going, that's the place you can go. And then the hate arises. For this hate arising thing, I can tell you one story that one person in Sri Lanka who was meditating very heavily in her last few years of life, she wanted to end this samsara, but she could not. Then after death, she was born in a far away rural area, and then that mother is going to a you know, places where people are drinking alcohol. Then this person wants to leave. She does not want to stay there. And in Buddhist culture, it says that if you are pregnant, you go to a temple. So that makes sense. If the person is a good one, then he feel like, you know, sort of stay. So if that person is leaving, then the baby won't be born. So those 7 days almsgiving also has got sense, because many people are in panic mode. So they creep into a mother's womb sort of within 7 days. So they participate in the almsgiving and go there. And the 3 months almsgiving also makes sense, because up to 3 months, you can sort of go out of mother's womb and participate in almsgiving and come back. But some people are scared, because if I leave, then someone will come and take this particular place. So there are instances, if the four guardian gods, they know about this, you know, if they are known, then they say, you go, we look after this mother's womb for you. You can participate in the almsgiving and come back. After 5 months or so, it is difficult for you to move, because, you know, the whatever thing inside the mother's womb has grown to an extent, so you can't live. So some people are entering the mother's womb knowingly, and they stay knowingly, they leave knowingly. And some people, Buddha says that they enter mother's womb knowingly, after that they do not know anything. So Bodhisattva is a person who is sort of entering knowingly and staying knowingly and getting out of knowingly. So as I said, that this hate arises, you know, the mother is going to bad places. And in ill will thinking arises, and then hate born fever arises. Now, then we get the constructed characteristic of alteration that withstands. Now this one you can see, partially due to this painfulness in change, because of the aging is there. And on the other hand, the person in mind-made body, you know, he can travel, he can go to even the Brahma world. But now you can't go anywhere. Just imagine you are in a dark room. You can't sort of, you know, go anywhere. So your motion, ability to move, is gone. So alteration that withstands is there. And then what you get is a painfulness as pain. In other words, you start with pain, you are ending up with pain. So in the next meditation, you will be learning that the physical nutriment, and then we ending up with pain, pain contacted by the mind, you are ending with sadness. You start with the pain, you are ending up with sadness. So that is what is called painfulness as pain here. Now, the person who is going through this second path, by the time before he is reaching this one, then he has got this hate. Before the hate, he is sick. There is this sloth and torpor, sickness of the mind and sickness of the mental state. So since that you are sick, then you become neglectful. You know, sometimes parents are saying this child is neglectful and not studying because he's watching TV, playing games and so on. Because of that person who's subject to sensual pleasures, then that person become neglectful. So this one further explained in a gatha is this Dhammapada has got 292nd gatha. It's called Unalana Pamattana Tesam Vadda Diyasava. That means in those who reject what should and do what shouldn't be done, heedless, insolent, effluence grow. So what it says is that this one further explained in Petakopadesa. It says why we become neglectful, not do what we supposed to do, to discard the skill states. Why we discard skill states? It is to have the company with unskilled states. Good example is, let us say, to a nearby temple, a Buddhist monk, a preacher of Dhamma is coming over there. And then having heard this one, wife is telling the husband in the morning, let us go to temple today to listen to the Dhamma sermon. And then husband is saying, you go today, I will stay home. Why? Because a cricket match or football match or something is going on and that person wants to watch that. So that is someone is running behind the ball or something, isn't it? So you discard the skill states to have the company with unskilled state of the mind. And why we going to have the company with the unskilled state of the mind? And that is to have the defilements. So if the other side is winning, then you are envy. And if your side is winning, then you get the greed. So what I'm trying to say here, the person who is going through this second path, now that person is going through this third path. So that is the neither agreeable nor disagreeable object. What sort of object is neither agreeable nor disagreeable? So let us say that you are sitting down on a chair and that one is neither comfortable nor uncomfortable. So you just sit down over there. Or else you say that you like to eat a particular variety of jelly beans and now that particular variety is no longer there. So there is a substitute. In the supermarket, you go and buy that one, but it's not your kind. So since it is jelly beans, you are not throwing it out, but it is not the variety you are eating, you are not eating either. That sort of object is neither agreeable nor disagreeable. So then we get the contact, we felt as neither painful nor pleasant. And neither painful nor pleasant feeling come to arise. And then you approach with onlooking equanimity. You see, the equanimity is a good one, but this is onlooking equanimity. In the case of that chair, that equanimity does not exceed the chair. If you were to offer a comfortable chair, you go and grab that one. So from the onlooking equanimity, you get the delusion. From the delusion, you get the cruelty thinking. So many people are asking, how can I get the cruelty thinking from the delusion? So this is the most cruel path. One example, let us say, you have to do an exam. So 11 o'clock your exam start. So 9 o'clock you think, I will have, you know, last 2 hours, I will take as much as I can to my mind. Then you are studying, and then someone, a friend of yours who has already studied this one, or someone who does not study at all, come in there and they talk about a film or film actress or something. So because of his frivolous talk, then you can't study. So this is the most cruel path. Then you get the delusion-born fever. You are burning with delusion. Mohanja Parilaha. And then the constructed characteristic of passing arises. So this one is nice. Nice in the sense, I said that person in the mind-made body is like a water tank. No water is coming into the tank and whatever thing water remaining in the tank is vanishing. Or else, let us say, you were working and you had a bank account, and then you have money in the bank, and then you are fired. No more money coming in. Whatever the money in the bank is going out, vanishing. So now, let us say you can't tolerate this one, and then you establish your consciousness in canal of urine and excrement. So what you are ending up with, painfulness in change. So you get the aging because of that. And then let us say, constructed characteristic of alteration that withstands, you are not going to do that one. Then what will happen? Then you are in the mind-made body. Whatever the water or whatever thing remaining over there is vanishing. Either way, you are losing. If you establish, then you are subject to aging. If you don't establish, whatever thing remains in the mind-made body is vanishing. So that is the constructed characteristic of passing. Vaisankatalakkan. From that one, what you get is the painfulness in constructions. Just to explain this painfulness in constructions, you know, I managed to go to Akanita Brahma realm because one of the divine beings told me to pursue light. It was this god Vishnu who told me to pursue light. And you probably have heard god Vishnu as a Hindu god, but actually he is not a Hindu god. He is the Bodhisattva, still to be enlightened. In the after god Natha, he will become the Buddha. He has got three more births. Now he is in the sixth divine realm. Passing away from that one, he will be born among Subhakinna Deva. That is this third jhana realm. So there are 63 great yogas lifespan over there. And after that one, he will be born in the divine world, Tusita divine world, and then he'll become come to earth and become the Buddha. So I heard this one from the Akanita Brahma realm itself. And so why I go to Akanita Brahma realm? There are problems in this Dhamma that you need a clarification. So to have the clarification, so I went over there. And then one day when I got the clarification, I was so happy. And I had the gratitude to God Vishnu because he asked me to pursue light. That's why I could come over there. So to pay my gratitude, I went to that sixth divine realm. And then he said, let us go and see the hell. That day he took me to a hell. That hell is burning. There is no trees, no houses or whatever over there. It's just like, you can imagine meteors nearby the sun because of the sun rays. And it is very hot, 300 centigrade or whatever temperature. So in this hot place, someone is being born. No one is pushing that person over there, no one is pulling, but that's where he is born. People who kill their father, mother, and so on, and then they will be born in such a place. So you can see, if you put to a hot place, if you put a wood stick in his drink, likewise this person, straight away vanishing from that place. And mind-made body can even smell the burning smell. And then that person is born again. And again dying, again being born in the same spot. So is this the sort of a painful thing? And they remove my flesh by my hand and I was in the hell for 2,100 years. So is this the one more painful? Some people think if you sort of die at once, it's not painful. But it is not so, because although my left hand is not there, I had my right hand. I had my eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and the mind. Now this particular person constructed eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and the mind, and straight away they are vanishing. So you multiply, if for one thing, removing the hand, is this much pain, then you multiply by 6. So that much pain over there, if you die at once. If you still don't understand this one, let us say you have a son or daughter, and then they are saying, oh, father, mother, I am trying to learn, I can't learn. I am trying to do a job, I can't do a job. So then you get this painfulness in constructing. The producing the son or the daughter is a one construction, and if that person can't actually live, and there is another another pain over there. So now remember, yesterday we were looking at this birth, aging, sickness and death, the 12 kind of suffering. So Buddha is now summarizing that one in the three. Buddha is saying there are three kind of suffering: painfulness in change, painfulness as pain, painfulness in constructions. So those are the suffering part over here. So now you do have one meditation. This is the first meditation. For that one, you take the first line over here. Agreeable object, disagreeable object, neither agreeable nor disagreeable object. And then you take the third line. Pleasant feeling, painful feeling, neither painful nor pleasant feeling. That is the third line. And then you take the last line, painfulness in change, painfulness as pain, painfulness in constructions. Now you think in terms of the object. Is there any object in the world that you can close your eyes and open your eyes and say this particular thing or picture or whatever, this one is fine, no problems for me? If you say it is agreeable, then you are ending up with painfulness in change. If you say it is disagreeable, then you are ending up with painfulness as pain. If you say it is neither agreeable nor disagreeable, then you are ending up with painfulness in constructions. So there isn't any object in the world that you can say that this particular object is fine, because you are ending up with three kinds of suffering. And let us look at feeling point of view. Pleasant feeling, painful feeling, neither painful nor pleasant feeling. Now, is there any feeling in the world that you can say this particular feeling I am using and that one is fine, no problems for me? If you say it is pleasant feeling, then the painfulness in change arises. If you say it is painful feeling or displeasant feeling, then you get the painfulness as pain arises. If you say it is neither painful nor pleasant feeling, then you get the painfulness in constructions. So then there is no feeling in the world that you can adhere to by saying this one is fine. You are ending up with suffering. So Buddha said this one. Buddha said what one felt is included in the suffering. Whatever feeling you had is included in the suffering. So now you can see there isn't any an object or a feeling that you can adhere to saying this one is fine, you get the three kind of suffering. Now, if it is the case, why would I come to that mother's womb? You know, people are going to the mother's womb thinking, you know, to have a place to be born and have a five kind of, you know, happiness from the woman and so on. So why would I go there? And for the same reason, you think, why would I go anywhere else? Because anywhere else in the world also there is any object or a feeling that you can adhere to. So then you can see you are lost, isn't it? That why would I come here? Why would I go for any other world? So you get a good idea about the whole world in that case. So that is your first meditation. And for the second meditation, you go through this first path where you are going to the mother's womb. So that man and woman is there with their birth clothes. That is the agreeable object. Then that was the contact we felt as pleasant. So the pleasant feeling comes to arise. You approach that place with joy. And then the lust arises. And you want to do what they are doing. So the sensual desire thinking arises. Then you are burning with lust. as soon as that man get out of the woman's body, you go and grab hold of that woman's body. In other words, you establish your consciousness in a canal of urine and excrement. That is the constructed characteristic of arising. And then you are ending up with pain, you know, painfulness in change. This is the aging is there. So some people are sort of ashamed of looking at this one because you were thinking about the father and the mother scenario. Now is a man and a woman scenario. So I had also time. I am also teaching these, you know, these meditations to small children as well. So one day in Australia, there were crowd about 7 years to 21 years old. So that day I was thinking, how can I teach them this one? And I asked Sambhati Maharama, he said that the truth, you have to tell the truth. The small one can actually attain very well if they are actually putting their mind to this Dhamma. So if you are ashamed and if you are not going to look at it, what will happen? You will do this shameless act again and you are ending up with suffering. So leave the shame out and then analyze it thoroughly. And then you take the decision. Would it be befitting for me to do this shameless act again? Won't I be ending up with painfulness and change if I do? You see this? For over here, you can even put a toffee as the agreeable object and go through this one, but you would not understand the constructed characteristic of arising, Uppada Sangata Lakkhana. Let's take a simple example. Let us say you have eaten and you are full and then somebody is offering a piece of cake. Then what do you say? No, I'm full. I don't want to eat this thing. Now just imagine you are hungry and a mind-made body person is, he has not eaten for days, years and so on. And so when someone is offering, you know, half a cake, if you are hungry, then you are going and grabbing hold of that one. So this person is, you know, hungry person. So straight away is getting an established in that canal of urine and excrement. So this Dhamma is true for every world. That is that, you know, the stealing part, for example, it is the everyone is going and stealing, either grabbing up hold of sperm or stealing is there, whatever the world is. But it is not true for only this particular path where, you know, the pure abodes where the never returners are going. There you inherit it from the Buddha. Other places, that there is this stealing. So there is someone that who is not doing this stealing in one birth, that is this Bodhisattva. You know, you might have heard that there was this white elephant story of the Queen Mahamaya, Bodhisattva's mother. And Sambhati Mahabrahma said there is another part of it that is not available in the discourses, that the Bodhisattva is coming and asking from the permission from the mother, I am coming, are you accepting me? You know, that's we all, that he was not doing having this stealing, but we all have done. They hold into the sperms. And so we go in samsara by doing this way. So this is the second meditation. I'm going through this one, this scenario. And then for there is a third meditation. For that one, you look at this lust-born fever, hate-born fever, and the delusion-born fever. So before that one, what do you see? You see sensual desire thinking, ill-will thinking, and the cruelty thinking. So that means lack of right thought. Because of the wrong thought, you are burning with lust, burning with hate, burning with delusion. For this one, we are going to use a diagram that you have a diagram in your folder. Remember, yesterday we discussed this one as a vehicle. It has got two wheels in the front and four wheels behind, lying, half-speed, slender and frivolous dogs. Remember, we put a young couple over here and then, you know, drive the vehicle. And now you can see there is a belt mark over here. The physical nutriment, contact as nutriment, feeling, coveting and greed. For that belt, we have marked burning with lust. So, in other words, you are happy to keep on eating and then you are burning with lust. So what happens if you keep on eating? That your taste buds are gone. So then you become grumpy like my grandfather. So now you can see there is a second belt coming up. You know, the first belt is worn out. The aging is there. So now the dotted line over here, contact as physical nutriment, contacts as nutriment, feeling, hate is included, aging, and that belt is marked burning with hate. So that is the second belt. And then there is a third belt you can see going through the all of them, and that is marked with burning with delusion. So let us begin with the first belt. So you map your first column to this one. First column, first, second, and third rows. So the agreeable object is the physical nutriment. Contact to be felt as pleasant is the contact, and then the pleasant feeling. So now you are running this belt. So that is the burning with lust. And you are happy to keep on eating, and then your taste buds are gone, and then you get the second belt. So that you map to a second column. That is, this disagreeable object is the physical nutriment. Contact to be felt as not pleasant, that is a painful feeling or the special feeling, the contact, and then you get the displeasure feeling or painful feeling. So that is the second belt. Then you are burning with hate. And for the third belt, the bigger belt, you are going to map it to a third column, first, second, and third. The first one is the neither agreeable nor disagreeable object, that is the physical nutriment. Contact to be felt as neither pleasurable nor unpleasurable, that is this contact. And then neither pleasurable nor unpleasurable feeling, that one is the feeling over here. So then this belt you are rotating. So this belt is the one actually running most of the time. You are burning with delusion. And then you see this is slow. Belt is going through a lot of things, so it is slow. And you see a cutlet or something, a beautiful woman or something, then you are burning with lust over here, running the first belt. Then you are, you know, in the car, belt will be worn out. In other words, it's aging. So then you get the second belt. You are burning with the hate. So some people would like to put a couple over here, run the vehicle, and then consider this burning with lust, burning with hate, and burning with delusion. So that is your third meditation. So just to catch up, what is the first meditation? So we are taking this first line, third line, and the last line. So you look at the object point of view. Is there any object in the world that I can adhere to, saying this one is fine, there's no problem for me? If I say it is agreeable, then I am ending up with painfulness and change. If I say it's disagreeable, then painfulness as pain. If I say it's neither agreeable nor disagreeable, painfulness in constructions. So there isn't any object in the world that I can say this one is fine, because I am ending up with three kinds of suffering. And the next one, we think about the feeling point of view. Is there any feeling in the world that I can say this feeling is fine, no problems for me? If I say it is pleasurable feeling, I am ending up with painfulness in change. If I say it's displeasure feeling, then I get painfulness as pain. If I say it's neither pleasurable nor non-pleasurable, then I get painfulness in constructions. So there isn't any feeling in the world that I can say, I can adhere to, saying this one is fine, I'm ending up with suffering. So I haven't got an object, or I haven't got a feeling either. So if it is the case, why would I creep into mother's womb? For the same reason, why would I go into some anywhere else in the world? I haven't got an object or a feeling. You get a really good understanding about the whole universe in that sense. So that is the first meditation. For the second meditation, the moment that you are going to mother's womb, you know, agreeable object, those two are there. So along the way you analyze it, and then you establish your consciousness in a canal of urine and excrement, and then you are asking, is it befitting for me to do this shameless act again? Wouldn't I be ending up with painfulness in change? Third meditation, go through that diagram, burning with lust, burning with hate, and burning with delusion. So let us take 20 minutes or so for you to have a discussion, and then we will do this meditation.